From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today that the Democrats have enough votes to pass a health care bill in the House. But that doesn't mean matters are squared away on that side of the U.S. Capitol.
Negotiations are ongoing with a group of seven fiscally conservative lawmakers known as Blue Dog Democrats who hope to force big changes to the measure. President Obama met with the Blue Dogs last night.
One of them joins us from Capitol Hill now, Representative Jim Matheson, Democrat of Utah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Some objections from the Blue Dog Democrat Center on the idea of a public insurance option that President Obama favors. Can you accept one in a bill?
Well, I think that we do have concern about making sure that there is competition and among a lot of different providers of health insurance. We're worried that something on the lines of a public option is going to tilt the playing field in a way that isn't really competitive anymore. And so that's a big concern for us is how things are structured and making sure that individuals have choices and they can keep what they've got.
Could such an insurance company go out and offer competitive insurance policies where there are private companies operating?
Well, again, it's all in terms of definition. I would suggest that one model that we could look to is a discussion going on in the United States Senate right now in the Finance Committee, which is talking about doing not-for-profit co-ops in different states. That would create a situation where it's not one program out of Washington, but various nonprofit co-ops owned by members, if you will, kind of the co-op model. And I think those are the ideas we'd like to see flushed out, see if there's an option that people could get comfortable with.
Can you and the other Blue Dog Democrats accept the mandates on individuals to make sure they're insured and on employers to make sure that they provide insurance?
I think that the Blue Dogs are concerned about the way the mandates are structured in the bill today. There's some real concerns, particularly when it relates to small businesses. Both the mandates and the penalties associated with small businesses in the House bill seem rather onerous. And again, we can look over to the other side of the Capitol in terms of there are two different committees producing bills in the Senate, but the Senate Help Committee has already produced legislation which has a different structure for dealing with small businesses. So, again, I think that's an area where there's some room to move the House bill, and I hope we can do that.
Those are a couple of problematic things in the bill from your standpoint. What are the problematic elements that are absent from the bill?
Well, I think one of the goals of health care reform is making sure that we can address concerns about excessive growth in health care costs. And the House bill, as it's written now, was scored by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office as not achieving those types of savings in terms of excessive cost growth. So I think that is a top-line issue that really does need to be addressed in this legislation before it can move forward.
You and your colleagues on the House Energy Commerce Committee are Blue Dog Democrats, but you are Democrats. And your party enjoys majorities in both houses of Congress, big majorities, and the White House. Don't you think the country should assume that the Democrats can produce a health care bill this year? And if not, that would be a terrible failure for your party.
Well, I'd make a couple of comments to that. First of all, I think that everyone in America should hope that we can come up with a health care reform bill that's going to address this future excessive growth of health care costs. Otherwise, most people in America who may be happy with their health coverage today, they all know their premiums keep going up greater than inflation, and they may lose what they've got today. So I think everyone, Democrat, Republican, or Independent, ought to want this to happen.
But I'm not asking about hoping or wanting. You have such majorities. Shouldn't the country reasonably expect that the Democratic Party can get that done?
I think that on an issue of this complexity, you should expect a bipartisan bill. And I think in the United States Senate and the Finance Committee, you've got a number of meetings taking place to pursue that goal. I think this is a tall order, but again, I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed because I don't think we can sustain the growth over time. So I'd expect everyone in this country to want to have health care done and expect something to happen.
Representative Matheson, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
It's Jim Matheson, a Democratic congressman from Utah.